Good afternoon, sir, and what is your name, sir?
Jeremiah Richardson.
Okay, Mr. Richardson, just hold one moment.
Looks like they're both there.
Well, who is that, Mr. Richardson? Do you have him, sir?
Which one? Mr. Sherwood?
Mr. Richardson.
Mrs. Richardson. The other one, too.
Okay, just hold on. The Honorable Mr. Neal will be conducting your hearing, sir, so just hold on.
Yes, sir.
All right, can you hear me on this, sir?
Yes, sir, I can.
All right, we're carried for the other one, board rejected tendency this afternoon in reference to the community supervision revocation. I'm going to introduce the board members who will conduct the hearing at this time. To the far left on your screen is the lady in red, which is a district cross song. Is Gail Rittenhouse, in the center is Dr. G.T. Wright, my name is Dave Neal, I'll be the hearing lead. Also in the room with us today, we have the Honorable Mr. Turner from the Department of Corrections. They also represent the parole office today. So prior to this hearing, sir, you received a notification form advising of your board hearing. Do you remember that form?
Yes.
Again, that form will notify your right to appear and speak on your own behalf and obtain a license attorney at your own expense. Do you hire an attorney, sir, or are you representing yourself today?
I'm just with myself.
Okay. This time I'm going to swear to you, Mr. Turner, in. So you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God. So do you still affirm?
Yes, sir, I do.
I do.
And your hearing will be conducted in two phases, sir. In phase one, we will determine if the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. And if they've been violated in phase two, we will determine whether community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. So in phase one, what I'm going to do is I'm going to read the one allegation that's on the warrant, and after I read it, I'm going to ask you if it's true or false. Okay?
Okay.
Alrighty, so I'm looking for my pen. So allegation number one is violation of Arizona conditional supervision number three, as demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence at Changes, 1344 South Mesa Drive, Mesa, Arizona, on or about December 9, 2018, without prior approval of your assigned parole officer. Your whereabouts were unknown unless you were absconded from supervision. Is that true or is that false, sir?
That's true, sir.
All right. So based on the admissions of Mr. Richardson, I believe the finding he deserves it as he violated terms and conditions of his supervision, and that he may have lapses of that lapse in criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agree.
Motion by myself. Second by Dr. Wright and Ms. Rittenhouse. Okay, so we're going to move to phase two in a moment, but before we do, Mr. Turner's going to give us some information. So stay there on the phone, and I'll be right back to you, okay?
All right, thank you, sir.
Mr. Turner.
Yes, sir. Richardson was released from ADC custody on 2-2-2018 and arrested on 3-8-2019 by Phoenix PD on felony charges of burglary second degree and dangerous drug possession. He is returned back to ADC custody on 3-18-2019 with an adjusted CSED of 10-2-2019 with 89 absconded days. Current convictions. 2011, dangerous drug violation, 5 years. Prior conviction, 2010, trafficking in stolen property, 3 years, 6 months. This is his first term in ADC with a CUIR score of 33. Mental health score of 2, substance use score of 2. No STG information is noted, and there's no prior terms on supervision. Disciplinary is minimal. Other arrests. 2006, assault, Arizona misdemeanor conviction, probation. 2008, DWI, license suspended, revoked, Arizona guilty, other sanctions. 2010, trafficking of persons, Arizona felony conviction, probation. 2011, DWI, license suspended, revoked, Arizona guilty, other sanctions. He has a GB score of G3, B3. Status of charges, Unit Supervisor Oliveri received an email from the Maricopa County Sheriff's Office that stated Mr. Richardson was sent to AZDOC as a parole violator. New charges were not filed by the agency.
So,
from the information that I have received, sometimes when we take people back because they know they're coming back to custody, they will not file the charges at that time.
So what did you say just prior to 7-8?
the unit supervisor, Mr. Oliveri, who received an email from the Maricopa County Sheriff's Office. It states Mr. Richardson was sent to AZDOC as a parole violator.
Okay.
New charges were not filed by our agency.
Okay, that one been about the AZDOC is my hearing. I thought it said something about AUS or something like that.
No.
Okay. Okay, so Mr. Richardson, we're going to have somewhere that police supervision at this time. When you were released, you were approved to reside at Traditions Halfway House in Phoenix. And then on May 14th of 2018, you were transferred to a different transition location. The first one was on Vista and the second was on Belmont. And then on August 30th, 2018, you were referred to MRC. You completed your MRC sanctions. November 30th, 2018, you were approved to reside at 1344 South Mason Drive in Mesa, Arizona. You changed that residence without prior approval, and no other residence was approved. So where did you go when you left, sir?
Actually, I stayed up at a friend's house. So what ended up happening, that was the reason why I was in MRC and so on and so forth, is I had some serious family issues over the months prior to that. Within a 3-week span, I had my daughter ended up getting raped, my mom dies, and my son ends up going through a 72-hour mental watch because when she died, she fell over dead in his lap. I was kind of dealing with all that. When I got my son, just kind of went hiatus when I was in MRC the last time. He ended up blowing the motor in my car, stole the rims off of it, he gutted it. He's my son, so it is what it is. But while I was in MRC, I learned through one of the counselors that I have a problem dealing with stress and stuff like that. When I got out, I was just like, I'm just going to get my car straightened out, go store it, and go do my 6 months, And I was still in the process of trying to get things together, get it stored, get my ducks in a row, I guess you'd say. So.
Okay. So did you have any employment during the time you were off?
I was just doing pickup work as a mechanic, and that seemed to work out pretty well.
But you were working, huh?
Yeah.
So it says that you were assigned to CHC program for substance abuse, but you didn't complete the classes.
Actually, I completed all the CHC program.
Okay, well, it says you failed to complete the classes, so I don't know about the only information I have, but it seemed while you're out, you were responsible for 38 UAs, and you had one that was voided, but you had three that were positive for meth. And the
yes,
June, July, and August is when that was going on. So,
my mom died.
Okay. Now, so I see if you did, you did the MRC and that would be completed. But so tell me about what was going on when Phoenix arrested you.
So I was at I-17 at Dunlap. I picked a couple guys up. Actually, they offered me $40 today. Like I said, I was doing pickup work as a mechanic, and I was just trying to make money any which way I could. So I met these guys down there by the gas station and said, hey, if you give us a ride up the bill, we'll pay you $40. We just need to go up there and pick up some of my stuff from a friend who was, a roommate or something. So when we pulled up, the guy waved at the other guy. Dude left, and he was saying that, that him and his roommate were having problems or whatever. He said he left the back door open, went through the back door. Well, they went through the back door. I just kind of stood there. You enter the alarm code. The alarm goes off. And they started moving stuff around in there. I said, hey, is your roommate pulling up? I heard somebody out front. I said, is your roommate pulling up out front? And I seen the two guys look at each other. They took off running. And, you know, I'm on a run from parole and all that. So I didn't want nothing to do with it. I took off. Next day, Phoenix PD gets me because my car was in the area. I told them the same thing I told you just now. And, it's when they arrested me, I had a little bit of meth in my pocket. Ever since the June, July, and August, I stopped for a while. And when I come out of MRC and my son did what he did with my car and all that, it's just like Dave Koshel was saying over at MRC, because it's not a drug problem. You seem like you have a problem with it because you don't know how to handle stress. And I actually went through and got with him about getting after treatment after MRC.
Okay.
And I wasn't planning on losing it the way I did when my son did what he did with my car. But I mean, I'm responsible for my own actions. So
let me ask you a question. If the board were to vote to let you out today, or you get done in October with your sentence and your release, what are you going to do to control this problem you have with not being able to control stress? Because it seems like every time you get stressful out there, you resort to drugs, or you put drugs in your pocket when you were helping those people with their delivery situation. So have you thought about what you're going to do to prevent that from happening again? Because if you don't prevent it, you're going to be right back inside burning orange.
Actually, I've already started that. I've started working with site here at DOC. They don't offer everything that Dave was saying that I should be looking into. I've also got from Dave, I got a number for a psychiatrist out in Scottsdale, and they deal specifically with people who have certain drug addictions, and that way they're not giving them any medications that might trigger or cause a relapse or anything like that.
Well, that's good. It sounds like you have made up your mind you need to follow the straight and narrow. Yeah, I'm listening to my fellow board member talking at this time. Mr. Turner.
Yes, just one note. Upon reviewing Ames, it does appear that Phoenix PD is in the process of placing a felony hold on the offender.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, you have no questions from the board. We'll certainly agree with the end of your hearing. Before we go into discussion, make a determination, we'd like to give an opportunity to make a final statement. Anything else you'd like to tell us before we make our decision? We're just asking you to go over all the information that we've already covered. So is there anything else you'd like to tell us, sir?
I mean, that's pretty much where I'm at. I'm pretty much laid down what I've got. I've got certain issues that I need to deal with, and I'm working on those.
Okay, well, thank you very much, sir. The board will be doing any discussion to make a determination. We'll be talking amongst ourselves. We'll stay there on the phone, just remain silent. Once we're done, I'll be back with you, okay?
That'll work. Thank you, sir.
All right, thank you. There's no discussion. Well, Mr. Richardson seems to have had a lot of things piled up on him when he was on community supervision. Apparently has had a drug problem, but now he's decided he needs to straighten out, which is a very good thing. With the scam days and the rest of the drugs in his possession, I don't see he's a good candidate for return to community supervision. I do think that he could probably, and he said he started working on the DLC, that he would benefit by staying there and getting the program that would help him from DLC and making arrangements so that when he gets out, he can stay on them. Straight now, but I'm going to listen to discussion from my phone.
Okay.
So So based on all the information, warrant number 2018W3720, Mr. Richardson's testimony, and the information from the Department of Corrections, I move to revoke community supervision of Mr. Richardson as he was delinquent, violate term conditional supervision, and had an actual back lapse in a criminal radius for company.
Second.
Okay. Motion by myself, second by Ms. Rittenhouse, agreed by Dr. Gray. Okay, so the board has voted to revoke your community supervision at this time. It does sound like you have made up your mind that you need to straighten things out and, you know, get your mind in order. And I commend you for getting with the Department of Corrections there and getting something started. Between now and according to the paperwork we have this time, you're scheduled for release October 2nd, 2019. Between now and then, if you can pick up some AA and MA classes, that 12-step programs are really, really beneficial. And talk to the, if you can, get DOC to do a, maybe do a psych evaluation, because you may have something where you have more of a serious problem than just drugs. The problem, you may have a mental health problem that pushes you to the drugs, and they can help treat that, okay?
So we, thank you, sir.
All right, wish the best of luck, and we'll put 03 back on the phone, please.
Yes, sir.